Celtic are the most famous wearers of green and white hoops. But in 2025, some other clubs have gained publicity for this top too. In a nod to their earlier histories, both Hibernian and QPR have worn a shirt like this. Celtic's first ever top was an all-white shirt, but the club soon switched to wearing green and white stripes. This remained the club's image until August 1903, when they decided to make the change to their now recognisable uniform. Celtic's green and white hoops are recognised all around the world. And over the years, the boys have faced many clubs that have also had this look at some stage. This podcast tells their stories. In 2024, the boys met another team that wear green and white hoops. Highland League team Bucky Thistle came to Parkhead for a Scottish Cup match, although on that occasion they obviously had to wear their away top. Over the years, Celtic have also played other teams that wear the same shirt design as Scotland's league champions. Arguably the most significant of these is junior side St Anthony's, who play in Govan. The Ants also wear green and white hoops, and many people wrongly assume it's a tribute to Celtic. In fact, St Anthony's wore the hoops before the Celts. Some people actually believe that when Celtic first switched to wearing hoops in 1904, they had actually been inspired by the St Anthony's top. A Celtic team once met the Ants on the pitch. In 1913, a Celtic select went to Govan where they won 4-1 in a friendly fixture. Celtic have also faced clubs that more famously wear green and white hoops. Perhaps the side with most global recognition is Sporting Club de Portugal, often referred to as Sporting Lisbon. Celtic have met the Portuguese team at different times, but the most renowned of these was in 1983 in the UEFA Cup. With the boys 2-0 down from the first leg, Celtic Park celebrated a fantastic 5-0 comeback. Just across the Irish Sea, Shamrock Rovers are another team whose strip emulates the Celts. Glasgow's green and white have met the Dublin side in various friendlies and also in the European Cup. In 1986, Celtic went to Milltown and gained only a narrow 1-0 lead. However, the 2-0 scoreline in the second leg ensured the boys eased into the next round. Two other Irish teams have also worn the famous hoops. The most renowned of these are Belfast Celtic, a side which ultimately fell victim to extreme sectarianism in the north of Ireland. Before then, they faced their Glasgow equivalents on various occasions, starting in 1897 with a 4-0 win for the Scots at Solitude in Belfast. The last game between the two seems to have been a 1952 friendly, which ended 3-2 to the Glasgow Celtic. Another Belfast team is, despite the name, Donegal Celtic. Based in West Belfast at Donegal Celtic Park, sometimes known as Suffolk Road, they were formed in 1970. Glasgow Celtic met this Celtic in 2008, a Scottish side made up mainly of young players but also some first team men, including Derek Riordan and Thomas Gravison, won 1-0 in Ireland. As well as these, there are also other sides that Celtic have played who don't now wear green and white hoops, but have done at some point in their history. Perhaps the most obvious of these is Hibernian, a team Celtic have faced numerous times across the years. The Edinburgh side, whose Scottish Cup success in 1887 helped inspire Celtic's establishment, are obviously older than Celtic, and now wear all green tops. However, their first jersey was all white, and then in the late 1870s, they switched to hoops, before adopting their modern style. One modern example of a team that have worn hoops is Yeovil Town. The Somerset side have had green in their shirts going back to the 1890s, including when they beat Celtic 2-0 in a 1950 friendly. From 2003 until 2020, they played in green and white hoops. This was inspired by Celtic's run to the UEFA Cup final, with their chairman saying he hoped that Celtic's success rubs off on us. London side QPR are well known for wearing hoops, but in this case, it involves blue rather than green. However, from the 1890s until the 1920s, they wore green hoops, something they have replicated in more recent times for an away shirt. Celtic have met QPR at different times in friendly matches, including a 5-1 win for the boys at Loftus Road in 2007. Perhaps the team that Celtic would least like to think of as replicating their famous tops are Rapid Vienna. The Austrian side wore all green shirts when meeting Celtic in the 1984 Cup Winners' Cup, a tie that ended in huge controversy. They have also had green and white hoops, including in the early 1980s and mid-2000s. Celtic have faced multiple other clubs that have briefly worn green and white hoops, whether as a home or away jersey. This includes German side Greuther Fürth, Hungarian side Ferenc Varos, Welsh side Meffer Tydfil, and also Sheffield Wednesday. Real Betis are another example, with a very strong Celtic connection. The Spanish team famously wear green and white stripes, although have had hooped tops too. In fact, their colours were inspired by Celtic. One of the Seville side's founders had lived in Scotland, where he became a Celtic fan, and so this played a part in the choice of colours for the new Real Betis. A less well-known hoop team that Celtic have faced is St Gallen. The Swiss side currently wear an all-green shirt, however at different times have had green and white hoops. The boys drew 0-0 with them in a 2019 friendly. In addition to all these teams, numerous others have had green and white hoops, although they have not yet faced Celtic. Examples of this include Panathinaikos, Santos Laguna, Bloemfontein Celtic, Eriskay, and also Catholic United, who were the childhood team of Cameron Carter-Vickers. The latter team have hoops because of Celtic, and a 1968 gift from the boys. The English team wrote to Celtic chairman Robert Kelly, asking if he could provide them strips to wear in a cup final, and the subsequent donation ensured they would forever remain hoops wearers. It's always great to see green and white hoops around the world, but the version from Glasgow's East End will always be the most important of these. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X. You can also take part in free Celtic history walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more details.